مجلس مبارك وساعة من ساعات الرحمة.
Said a blessing gathering and a moment from the moments of mercy.
كانت في ذكر أوصاف صاحب الدعوة وحاملها.
It was a gathering of the mention of the attributes of the one, the carrier of this dawah.
والذي جاءنا بها من الله.
And that which he brought from Allah.
ليوصلنا إلى الله.
In order to make us reach Allah.
فهو المرسل لنا منه وهو الداعي لنا إليه.
He is the one who was sent to us from him, from Allah, and the one who calls us and invites us to him.
فالحق خاطبه في كتابه يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك.
And Allah the real spoke to him in his book saying, O Prophet, indeed we sent you.
شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا.
As a witness, a bearer of glad tidings and a warner.
شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا صفات ثابتة له صلى الله عليه وسلم تتطلب متعلقاتها في شؤون الخلق.
Being a witness, a bearer of glad tidings and a warner, these are qualities that he possessed and they seek the things in the creation that they will influence.
فهو الشاهد لمن آمن.
So he is a witness of the one who believed,
وعلى من كفر.
And also over those who disbelieve.
وهو الشاهد لمن صدق.
And he is a witness of the ones
who are true.
And over those who have lied.
وهو الشاهد لمن اتبع.
And a witness for those who have followed.
وعلى من خالف وشذ.
And a witness against those who have opposed God's words.
وهو المبشر لكل مؤمن. ومبشرا لكل من عمل بالصالحات.
And a bearer of glad tidings for everyone who performs good deeds.
مبشرا بالقبول.
A bearer of glad tidings of acceptance.
مبشرا بالمغفرة.
A bearer of glad tidings of the
مبشرا بالجنة.
Bearing the glad tidings of paradise.
مبشرا بالرضا.
Bearing the glad tidings of Allah's good pleasure.
مبشرا بالعفو.
Bearing the glad tidings of Allah's pardon.
مبشرا بالمرافقة.
The tidings of being in His company.
ونذيرا لمن كذب.
And a warner for those who lied.
ونذيرا لمن عصى.
And those who disobeyed.
ونذيرا لمن أصر على الكفر والعناد.
And a warner of those who are stubborn in their disbelief.
نذيراً من غضب الله.
A warner from Allah's anger.
نذيراً بالنار.
A warner of the fire.
نذيراً بسوء المآل.
Bearing a warning of an evil outcome.
وهذه الصفات تتبع متعلقاتها في الدنيا والآخرة.
And these qualities follow those things to which they connect in this world and the hereafter.
ولك أنت معنى منها.
And you have a connection to a meaning of these qualities.
انظر في أي رتبة يكون شاهدا لك.
So look to what station he will be a witness for you.
واحذر أن يكون شاهدا عليه.
And be aware of his being a witness against you.
وما كنت فيه من رتب البشارة فهو مبشر.
And any station of glad tidings that you're in, he is the bearer of glad tidings for you in that station. And beyond that, there's a greater station. So prepare to receive the glad tidings of that higher station. He is the one who said to you about his Lord, exalted be he. If someone draws near to me by a hand's band, I draw near to him by a cubit. And if someone comes near to me by a cubit, I come near to him by a fathom. And if someone walks to me, I rush to him. And in what level are you of receiving or the reach or his warning reaching you? And everything from which he's warned you, let yourself be rid of it and purified from it. You're being distant from hypocrisy. He's warned you of hypocrisy.
بعدك عن المعصية.
And you're being distant from sin.
بأصنافها وأشكالها.
With its various types and forms.
وبعدك عن الغفلة.
And you're being distant from heedlessness.
على حسب ما وصلك من نذارته.
In accordance to the amount of his warning that has reached you.
على حسب ما استقبلت أنت.
And to the extent that you've received this warning.
أما المعاني منه هو فهي قوية.
He said, as for the meanings from him, those are strong.
شاهد بأعلى أعلى معاني الشهادة.
He is a witness with the highest meanings of witnessing.
لكن ما الذي تتهيأ أنت له؟
However, what are you prepared to receive?
أما الإرسال قوي.
He said, as for the sending, it's very strong.
بقي جهاز الاستقبال عندك.
So what remains is your device of reception.
كذلك هو قوي في البشارة.
Similarly, he's very strong in his giving of glad tidings.
إذا انتظرت بنذارته حلت عليك بشارته.
And if you beware his warning, you will receive his glad tidings.
قال له ربك إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشى الرحمن بالغيب فبشر.
And Allah, his Lord said, indeed you only warned those who follow the remembrance and fear of Rahman, fear the most merciful in the unseen, so then follow him.
أي ما عرف حق نذارتك إلا من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب.
Meaning someone no one knows the due of your warning except those who follow what you the remembrance and fear of Rahman in the unseen. So then at that time that person has the aptitude to receive the glad tidings. So then give him a glad tidings of forgiveness and a generous reward. And forgiveness is also of levels. And from the highest of them is that Ar-Rahman look to the slave and forgive him so sins do not even occur to his or her mind. He makes between him and sins a curtain or a barrier. This is from the highest of the degrees of forgiveness.
فيغفر لكل من كان في دائرته من أقارب أو أصحاب أو إخوان أو أحباب.
And some of them Allah expands for them the sphere of forgiveness, so everyone that was in their sphere of companions or relatives or those whom they loved, they're forgiven.
وراء ذلك الأجر الكريم.
And beyond that is generous reward.
وما تتصور عن كرم أجر قال الكريم إنه كريم.
And what do you think of a reward that Al-Kareem, the most generous, described as being generous?
ورأى بعضهم صاحب ميتا في مقبرة فسأله عن حاله قال في الأمس مر أبو بكر الصديق على المقبرة فسقطت شعرة من لحيته فغفر لجميع من في المقبرة.
Someone saw in a vision or a dream someone who was in a grave and he was being punished and that he said that he now wasn't being punished and that the previous day Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be well pleased with him, passed by and one of his hairs fell down in the graveyard and everyone in the graveyard the punishment was lifted from them by this hair.
بعض الأحباب إذا بمصر دفنوا بعضهم في المقبرة فرآه بعضهم وسأله عن حالي قال كنت في عذاب من حين دفنوني فلما كان في العصر وصل ظل قبة الإمام الشافعي فوق قبري فلما وصل ظل القبة فوق قبري رفع الله العذاب عني.
And they buried a man in Egypt and then after they buried him he was seen by one of the beloved in a dream and he said, what happened to you? And he said, I was in punishment, but then at the Asr time, at the late afternoon time, the shade of Imam al-Shafi'i's dome, the dome over his grave, fell on my grave. The shade of his dome went on my grave and Allah lifted the punishment from me due to that.
ومن هذا المعنى ما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الشهيد انه يشفع في 70 من اهل بيته كلهم قد وجبت له النار فلا يدخلون النار.
And in this regard, in this meaning, the Prophet ﷺ said about a martyr that he will intercede for 70 of his family members, 70 of the people of his house, each of them having deserved the help.
نحن في محل من المحلات التي لها اتصال قوي بصاحب هذه الرسالة وصاحب هذه البشارة.
And we are in one of these places that has a strong connection to the bearer of this message and the bearer of this glad tidings.
حيث العناية بمن دخل في دينه.
because it shows concern to those who enter his being.
والمقابلة لمن آمن به.
And it receives those who believe in him.
ومن امتدت رحمة الله إليه حتى عرف صدق الصادق أصدق الخلائق.
So and those to whom Allah's mercy has stretched so that they knew the truthfulness of the true, the most truthful of creatures. صلى الله عليه وسلم.
العناية بهؤلاء لها مكان عنده.
And showing concern to people like this has a very great station with him.
لأن بها استقرار نوره في القلوب.
Because through this, His light settles into the hearts.
وانتشار هداه بين الخلائق.
And his guidance spreads among creation.
وهو الذي قال لسيدنا علي فوالله لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم.
And he is the one who said to Sayyidina Ali, I swear by God, I swear by Allah for Allah to guide through you one person, it's better for you than the most precious livestock.
قال له هذا في ساعة وجهه فيها ليهود مقاتلين.
He said this to him at a time in which he sent him to a group of Jews that were fighting him.
كانوا قد خانوا عهود النبي.
They had betrayed the covenant, their peace treaty with the Prophet.
وكانوا قد تفننوا في إيذائه.
And they had shown him various types of mistreatment and harm.
وكانوا قد ألبوا القبائل عليه لحربه.
And they had incited other tribes to make war against him.
ومع ذلك قال لمن أرسل إليهم ادعهم إلى الإسلام.
And along with all of this, he said to the one he sent, to them, invite them to Islam. And he said in another transmission of the Hadith, I swear by Allah, for Allah to guide through you one person is better for you than the world and everything therein. How very pure was his heart. And how very great is his concern and tenderness for his ummah.
فكيف ترى حاله معنا وقد اجتمعنا على ذكره.
And if this was his state with those who fought him, those who belied him, those who betrayed his treaty, then how would you think his state would be with us?
أصدق وخذ من البحر الفيار.
He said, be true and take from this abundant gushing ocean.
بحر الرحمة.
The ocean of mercy.
بحر الشفقة.
The ocean of tenderness.
بحر الحرص عليك.
The ocean of concern for you.
أرحم بك من نفسك.
He's more merciful to you than your own self.
أمك ومن أبيك.
Than your mother and your father.
عزيز عليه ما عنيته.
He said, your hardship is very difficult for him.
حريص عليكم.
He's avidly concerned for you.
بالمؤمنين رؤوف الرحيم.
Towards the believers, compassionate and merciful.
هذا وصف الخلاق له.
This was how the Creator described him.
عندي مؤسسة المكان ومن قام معها في إدارة هذا المكان.
And how congratulations and how very excellent it is for the one who established this place and those who stood with her in its maintenance.
يوفر الله نصيبهم من صاحب الدعوة.
May Allah give them a vast portion from this bearer of this message.
يتوفر نصيبهم منه اتصلن بفاطمة وبعد.
And if they have a connection to him, they'll have a bond to Fatima, the one who was a part of him. May Allah be well pleased with her.
وإذا اتصلن بفاطمة حشرن في القيامة معه.
And if they're connected to Sayyidina Fatima, that be resurrected with her. And if they're resurrected with her, where will they be? And where will they go?
الله يقول في فرعون شقي يقدوم قومه يوم القيامة فأوردهم النار.
Allah said about Pharaoh who was damned, he will lead his people on the day of rising to the fire.
وهؤلاء المحبوبين يقدمون قومهم فأين يريدون.
And those who are beloved, where do they lead their people?
يريدونهم على الحوض.
They bring them to the basin of the Prophet.
يريدونهم إلى ظل والحمد.
They bring them to the shade of the banner of praise.
يريدونهم إلى الجنة.
They lead them to paradise.
ربكم يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامه.
Your Lord said on the day in which we call each group of people with their imam.
مرأة مسلمة تعيش في نيويورك في قلبها تعلق بفاطمة جديرة بأن تقرب لها المسافة وتبعد عنها الآفة.
A woman here living in New York with her heart attached to Fatima, it's very likely that any harm will be avoided from her and that the distance will be made short for her.
الله يرفع القلوب حتى تتعشق التعلم بأهل المقام الرفيع.
So may Allah raise these hearts until they long to have a connection to the one at this lofty station.
تتخلص من التعلق بمن سقط من عين الله.
That they are purified from a connection to those who have fallen from Allah's eye.
وبمن لا يؤمن بالله.
And those who don't believe in Allah.
وبمن الحشر معه في القيامة يسوءك ويخزيك.
And those who to be resurrected with them on the day of rising will harm you and be a cause of your disgrace. May Allah ennoble us to the noble. And may Allah make us live with them in the highest rooms. Oh Allah, make this a moment of connection. Oh Allah, make this a moment of grace. Make this a moment of your gaze. Oh Allah, make it a moment of purifying hearts.
Oh
living, oh eternal, give life to the hearts that they may live. And rectify for us our deeds and our, in this world and the next.
اللهم أنت المرجو وأنت المدعو وأنت المطلوب وأنت الذي بيدك الأمر كله ونحن عبيدك بك وقفنا على بابك متوسلين بأحبابك ولولا دعوة حبيبك رحمتنا بها ما عرفناك ولا عرفنا نسألك ولا عرفنا ندعوك ولا عرفنا نمد الأكف إليك ونرفع الأيدي إليك فيا من شرفت هذه الأيدي ما مددتها إلى أحد من خلقك ولا إلى شيء من شؤون كونك ولكن مددتها إليك شرفتها أنت وكرمتها أنت وتفضلت عليها أنت ببركة هذا النبي فأتمم علينا النعمة بدخولنا في دائرته وحضورنا في حضرته ونظرنا إلى غرته وطلعته وسماعنا لكلامه ومشافهته وحضورنا في حضرات مودته ومحبته اللهم حن روحه علينا اللهم عطف قلبه علينا اللهم اجعلنا من أسعد أمته به ثبتنا على دربه واسقنا من شربه وارزقنا حقيقة حبك وحبه وتولنا به في الدنيا والآخرة اجعلنا أهل الناظرة التي هي إليك ناظرة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وجودك يا أجود الأجودين ويا ذا القوة المتين بسر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.